Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome, everybody. It's your boys, Kev, Coach AB. What's happening here? Kev's not looking so poor tonight with the dog in the background. I'm doing my best Trey impression right now. Trey's at a show this week or something. Yeah, Trey's be out there being Trey. I think he's down there buying spandex wrestling suits or something crazy. So he misses everybody. He'll be back here shortly, though. So we're doing something a little fun. It is a post-spring report card. So we're going to go through and look at a few different guys. Kev, you want to kind of describe what it is we're going to be doing?
Yeah, so when you get these spring analysis, people will talk about the big plays players make and the you kind of miss the minutia, the little things. So what I've done is I've clipped up every play that five big players or position groups that we want to keep an eye on did. And so I think it gives a more well-rounded view of kind of how these players performed overall, instead of kind of being obscured by the big plays. So first up, we have Micah Pittman at wide receiver, the transfer from Oregon. And so let's jump in.
Yeah, Pittman was a pleasant surprise for me. There was obviously a lot of good.
So this is him.
Yeah, a lot of good buzz coming out of spring camp that he was, doing some nice things, running a little. Is that a little mesh or is that just a little shallow cross?
I think this is just a shallow cross route.
Yeah, I think so. I believe so also, because there's nobody coming across you with him.
I mean, maybe, but I think that's too far away. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing to really see there. That's not really a route you get too fancy with.
And they're really working an angle there on 2-point conversion drills. No, so nothing crazy. Here it is, a little slip screen, lets him be a punt returner. He knocks this thing in there. You see this physical finishing style out of him, which is, he's not the biggest guy, but he's built thicker. He's not, a lot of these smaller statured slot receivers aren't as thick as he is. So it's good to see him be able to finish runs, especially down on the goal line.
I think that's a place you'll see a lot from him, is just trying to get the ball in his hands early. He was a punt returner at Oregon, and I think that's going to be his role at Florida State too. He's the kind of guy you just want to get the ball in his hands. This is a nice little route, just a little.
It looks clear out. They're running a little pickup top here.
He's got a head fake here, cuts inside. He got a little bit of separation here, and I think the ball should have probably gone to him.
Yeah, I agree. Helton's got to do a little better job there. But we're not here to talk about Keyshawn Helton.
So here's another pass attempt. So he got a lot of, in the plays that he played, he did get a lot of attention. He got a lot of targets, so that's something.
Point him out so everybody knows where he's at.
So he's at the bottom of the screen here. One-on-one against Jerrion Jones with the largest pin I've ever drawn with.
no offense to Jerrion Jones, but most guys should win that. And he does. He does win that at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, see, I've talked about not good route running on this team before. This is kind of what a better route runner looks like, what you're looking for. This is just a fade route down the sideline. Mm-hmm. But the way you win this fade route is not by just trying to race the guy down the field, but you have to try to get him off balance. And you see in these first few steps, he does a good job stemming him. You see that head fake. So right here, he does a head fake. It gets Jones to kind of leave his feet, turn his hips, overreach his hands.
He commits, and then he commits a penalty. That should be a flag. Hands to the face. And he still gets by him.
Yeah, and
better ball there. Better ball there is probably a completion, right?
Yeah, a big completion. You won by a step. You expect to get the ball there.
Yep.
So let's see. This is opportunity to see him blocking.
Blocking in the slot.
So this is him on Hunter Washington, who's now a Bulldog, I believe. Mm-hmm. I guess he's not blocking. Yeah, Mississippi State Bulldog.
He's blocking.
Oh, there you go. That was some ACC Network plays right here. So that was the entirety of the play we got from ACC Network.
Thank you, ACC Network. You're great.
All right, I believe he is at the top of the screen here. Very top.
You're correct.
So we'll see.
Reminder that he fought his way through a kind of a got banged up with a little shoulder injury in the game. Nice to see him fight through that and come back.
Yeah, even here you gotta like the route running. This is crisp. Mm-hmm. You see him going to the head fake, and he's probably going to be, I guess, just based off this, he's going to be a guy that's going to be more likely to try to occupy defenders by running routes downfield instead of blocking them, like you see here. Just by stemming that route, it kind of gets Sam McCall blocked in a sense.
Yeah, and this is a run play all the way.
So. Yeah. So where is he? I guess he's down here in the action.
Yeah.
So he's kind of playing this.
So he should be playing a vital role with a block here. So let's see how he does.
So it's pretty clear who he's blocking at this point.
And he whiffs. So that's a fail on his part. Yep. And really it's an all technique thing. His base is wide. He's out of position. He's got to understand where the ball's going there. The ball should be going outside of him. Well, I'm sorry, that's incorrect, because they're running looks like power up in there.
Yeah, I think the
little one back power. So he's expecting the ball to go inside, then it goes outside, but he's still out of position.
Well, no, I think this might be the.
Oh no, you're right. Is it down? Yeah, it's down.
Yeah, it's so either, down.
So he's expecting this ball to be inside. He's trying to turn the safety
out.
Yeah,
the gap here.
Yeah, he's trying to turn the safety out.
And their running back just takes it out.
Yep.
So. Yeah, so he's not positioned terribly here if you're expecting the gap to be on his inside. Mm-hmm. The problem is this guy gets through. The running back has to bounce it outside.
Yeah.
He gets pretty close to scoring anyways. All right, here he is on the backside of a running play, blocking.
Yeah, let's keep it rolling.
Yeah, he doesn't really do much here.
Nope.
Doesn't need to. Be seen. All right, in motion at the top of the screen. He doesn't get the ball, but we can see he did beat the...
Yeah, he's working. He's working there. They seem to roll coverage to him. Seems to have two guys covering him at the same time.
Yep, so he's got him, but there's a safety help over the top.
Yep.
And you can kind of pause it here. He's beaten at least the nickel corner here, but he has help over the top. So,
yeah,
is what it is. Hey, there's a good block.
Yeah, if they want to throw the screen up there, he does a nice job of getting that point man off of there. A lot of times with those slip screens, yeah, that's a great block. A lot of times with those slip screens, you'll see that corner kind of blow up that initial block and it takes the screen away. He does a nice job of driving him out of there.
Yeah, and this is technically a nickel corner, so
yep,
a little bit harder block than a traditional outside corner.
All blocking right. Again, they're running double screens.
Yeah, not really much to see on this play. All right, here he is at the very bottom. So that seemed odd. So
this is something they've been doing. I've seen them do it with Johnny Wilson quite a bit. They do the old fake block, then try to throw the corner off and run deep. Ole Miss used to made that play very popular back in the day. They used to run it against Alabama quite a bit.
Is that a Hugh Freeze thing?
I guess it's just an RPO. I mean,
yeah. So we don't get to see the downfield route there. So
nope.
We presume he wasn't able to get separation, or he'd probably.
They're working a little bit of that triple option concept up the top here, out of a different formation. We've seen him run it out of trips a lot of the times.
Yeah, they're working more of that flex guy. They like Johnny Wilson there, I think. And
here we go, again, kind of turns into a punt returner.
You see that same block and shed that we were talking about. So yep. Block shed. So it's like a little screen and go.
And they're trying to hit it here, and they're trying to screen and go this thing, and he ends up being the check down.
Yeah, so it's a good read by Jordan Travis. Both of these are capped over the top. And then you'll take a free screen for Micah Pittman.
I agree. Yeah, he turns that thing into 6-7 yards with a good physical run.
Yeah, and I think that's what you're going to get from him, a guy that's just consistently going to get the ball downfield once you get the ball in his hands.
Right, I agree.
And I think you saw that. They were trying to get the ball in his hands.
See? Runs a little jet sweep again, showing physical, finish at the goal line.
Yeah, he's almost like a running back you have at wide receiver, right? Yeah, you don't expect your wide receiver to blow through two guys and get in the end zone.
Yeah, the jump cut there is real nice.
This little speed out.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
So motion in, get a stacked receivers, makes it hard for this guy to get his hands on Pittman. Gives him a free release. This little speed out, doesn't have to head fake. Even there, he is kind of head faking. So he's releasing like he's going to do a wheel downfield. Then you see DB's a very quick shoulder turn to the outside.
Yeah, DB's real miscommunicated.
All right, what do we got here? Oh, he wins off the line immediately. That's a good route.
Yeah, very good.
So he's here at the bottom. You'll see. Again, I think he's showing to be probably the best route runner on the team besides maybe Jakai Douglas. But that's a solid route, right? He stems outside, right? That foot here, the corner's not ready. He's leaning, beats him inside.
Feet off the ground.
Feet off the ground. Probably not the best form from a freshman, but we will get to a video on him and Thomas later.
Runs a little dig route. He did have some separation on that dig. Undercoverage kind of took it away from him, but
solid route here. You see that?
Yeah. I mean, well, you get a sense of how they're going to use him, right? Yeah. I mean, they're going to try to get him the ball in space and let him be physical. Let him. My goodness, what is going on with these camera angles?
Yeah, they're awful. All right, here's
out here blocking again
on Thomas downfield. Yep. This is him. And
I like it. He shows his versatility, though. He shows he can. We've seen him win deep. We've seen him win short. We've seen him as a punt returner. We've seen him block.
Here he's doing, like, this is really popular in the NFL now. All these receivers do this, like, little skip cut instead of the traditional head fake and plant. He's doing a little skip. But, yeah, he very versatile. I think that's kind of his appeal. So this is the last play. He's blocking on the edge. Against a pretty physical dance here. So I think he does a good job staying attached, and that wouldn't have been a bad play if it was a screen. So
he does a good job of getting his butt in position of where it needs to be to create a running lane, which is nice.
So now that we've watched all the plays, what are your final thoughts on kind of where he stands at the end of the spring?
I think he's probably, you know, like your 1A, you know, 2 type receiver. I don't think he's an elite receiver by any stretch of the imagination, but I think they've got an idea of how they want to use him, allow him to be, multiple, be versatile with some run action, some get the ball out to him quick with some punt return type stuff, and then try to work him down the field on some, I'm sure we'll see him on some slot fades or just some regular fades as the year goes on. I mean, I think they know what they got. I think he's been a solid addition. He's going to be a good player for them.
Yeah, I think I'm right there with you, where in a best case scenario, he's that number 2 guy, that Wes Walker, the Julian Edelman that you put in the slot, that when you start having to double team the outside receivers, he kind of feasts. Right now, there's not an outside receiver that stepped up to really lighten the load on him. I think he's going to have to take a pretty big, put a lot of stuff on his shoulders as a receiver, as a slot guy. And it'll be interesting to see whether he can succeed in the season having to, I mean, you saw it almost every play he was in there, he was involved. And so that's going to be a lot on his shoulders.
Yeah.
He needs someone like Malik McClain or, I don't know, Portier or someone to step up, Josh Burrell on the outside to really give him some space. But I think he's going to be one of your better receivers this year.
Yeah, I tend to agree.
Cool. Well, join us for the next rendition of a scouting report, where we will talk about the defensive ends. So Jared Verse and Derek McClendon, and we'll break down their film. So join us next time.
Let's do it.